Let's talk now to our guest. He's a solicitor specialising in social media law, Yair Cohen. Thanks for joining us, Yair.
Hello, Julia.
Hello. Now, this game, I have to say, it only came to my notice when people started dying. Is it down to Facebook to be responsible and ban this, or do you think that would be an area of censorship that would not be acceptable?
Look, I think that there is a moral as well as a commercial duty on the part of internet giants such as Google, Twitter, Facebook to start thinking seriously about corporate social responsibility. Ultimately, these organizations, they treat the users as instruments. The users makes Facebook. Without the users, there would be no Facebook, there would be no Twitter, and so on and so forth. Therefore, social media sites owe duty of care, in my opinion, to the users. And it might not be a legal duty of care or duty of care in tort, as the lawyers like to say, but there is what we call a corporate social responsibility, the same sort of social responsibility that, say, a coffee chain owes to coffee growers and so on and so forth, or petrol companies owe to the environment, generally speaking. So in my opinion, absolutely so. The social media sites have got a duty to look after the users.
I suppose also, even if they were going to look at it on a purely financial basis, the bad sort of publicity from things like this, just for commercial reasons, they should want to disassociate themselves from such games.
Well, yes and no, because yes and no, all those extreme scenes that we see quite often on social media, they in fact serve the interest of the social media site, because it is publicity, isn't it? It is publicity, bad publicity, good publicity. It is still publicity. It attracts users. You would have probably gone on Facebook now to see what
I can honestly. Do you know what? On principle, I so disapprove of Facebook. Yeah. I have not gone to look for it. I unfortunately, that's why I've said to you listeners, I need to have their help on this. You've actually been on this. But listen, I don't know what you got up to when you were a teenager or in your young 20s. I got up to, I tell you what, a lot more than my 7-year-old is ever going to hear about. But does it matter whether it's happening through Facebook or if it's just school friends or people in a nightclub or a pub doing it or down the park? I mean, we all remember doing that. In which case, is it any worse than what used to happen when you were young and when I was young?
There is one big difference, and is this. We now live within two separate societies. There are two societies. If you think about it, there are two societies currently running in parallel. We have the offline society where we have laws, we have rules, we have hundreds of years where we develop our moral standards and so on. And then we have the online society. It is the same people pretty much here and there. But the online society is a society that runs without rules, without police. It's a no-go area for the authorities. Moral standards are, you know, quite questionable. There are no limits. There are no boundaries. Whilst we were at school, there were certain boundaries. So if we did something naughty, I'm sure we all did at one point, there would come a point where the teacher or the parent, or even if you were extra naughty, the police will come and stop us from doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
Online, there are no boundaries, and that's actually making people very, very confused, because they realize that, hang on for a second, you know, I can actually get away with this, and I can get away with that, and I can, you know, there's no boundaries and no rules,
that is a very good point. And it's where there, and also if you're alone in your home and then you know you're feeling like, you know, tens of thousands of people are telling you to do something.
Yep.
The pressure on young people, I suppose this is something that a lot of people are my generation don't really get, because we wouldn't feel that pressure because we don't live online.